The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for the school town of Munster. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are elementary school school resource officer James Grice, and he is also a DARE officer. And we also have Elliot McKeever, Munster High School senior and DARE role model. Should be a good conversation today. This official school podcast is made possible through the sponsorship support of Community Hospital of Munster. Their team works hard to meet your healthcare needs and those of your family. Stay up to date with what's important and going on in hospital activities, services, and information by following them on social media. And check out their website as well, comhs.org. We are also sponsored by RE/MAX Realty Associates, located right in Munster and serving the entire region's real estate needs. Whether you are a buyer or a seller, reach out to RE/MAX Realty Associates for the professional services you require. Their website is regionhomes.com. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media for over 3,300 communities across the country. Our Super Chat show format is one we offer for school districts around the nation. However, this edition of Super Chat is created monthly, solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of the school town of Munster. Well, James, Elliot, I welcome both of you to Super Chat. James, let me turn to you. For the benefit of our listeners, provide me a description of what DARE is.
Well, Gary, this year, millions of school children around the world are going to benefit from drug abuse resistance education. It gives the kids the skills they need to avoid involvement in drugs and gangs and violence. DARE is a police officer-led series of classroom lessons that teaches children from kindergarten through high school how to resist peer pressure and live productive and violence-free lives.
So it truly is a nationwide program. How long has the DARE program been in existence totally?
Well, DARE was founded by the Los Angeles Police Department in 1983. It's now presented all throughout the United States, in as well as several other countries. Munster, as you mentioned, implemented the program in 1988, and I was a proud member of that first class. So it's been around a long time, but it has really grown over the last 40 years. This year, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, and we were able to do some things here in town to celebrate that as well.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, how many students have gone through the DARE program at Schooltown Munster?
Oh, gosh, it has to be thousands and thousands throughout the years. We don't only teach the core curriculum in fifth grade, but we also teach kindergarten, first, third, fifth, and eighth, and we're hoping to expand into the high school starting this fall.
This is such a valuable program. There is something about this program that makes it successful. Can you dig at that a little bit and give our listeners an idea of why you think it is so successful?
Sure. The program stresses that the police department, parents, and schools work together to keep children safe, and the skills that are presented are universally important to all of the students. In fact, a recent three-year independent study by UNC Greensboro found that the DARE program was effective in reducing drug use in students that went through the program in comparison to those that have not. The program not only provides safety information about drug prevention, but as the students get older, the lessons include things like stranger danger and internet safety, bullying prevention, managing stress, using help networks, and more. So I think that everything that we talk about in our classes are valuable to all of the students.
Well, keep up the good work on the DARE. You know, I want to change topics on you, though. You are a school resource officer at the elementary school facility level. Would you agree that it's most beneficial to begin building that trust level that you do with students at these lower grade levels? I mean, it seems like hitting them earlier would be more effective. Is that the case?
Definitely. I believe that building a trust level with the students at a young age is really important. The students get to know us as they grow older and learn lessons from us about safety as they do. We let them know that the police department is there to help them when needed, and they get to know us at a very well as they grow older. Our police officers actually, for the last number of years, have been giving out trading cards to the students in the elementary schools and middle schools. They'll ask officers to sign them and all kinds of stuff. It's a really cool program that was started years ago in cooperation with a local printing company named Misprint. And we're able to give those out and let the kids know about the officers. And there's also a personal message on the back that encourages them to be safe. So we try to do the best we can to interact with the kids in a positive way as they get older. And we think that's really important.
I really like that. That's unique. Yeah. I'm going to share that with some people. Do you mind?
Definitely, yeah.
Well, describe for me a typical day or week of activities. What does it involve for you in your role as an SRO?
Well, on a typical week during the school year, I'll spend the arrival and dismissal times at different schools in an effort to show police presence and for safety purposes. During a regular school day, I'll have around four or five different DARE classes to present in different grades at different schools. So I move around a lot during the day. I usually have during an average week, I'll have around 15 or 20 classrooms that I will visit during that time. In between that, I'll be there to assist principals with any issues that might come up involving students, or at times I'll have to take police reports when requested. At times I'll attend meetings with school and police administrators, or countywide meetings with other school resource officers and administrators. And then I also run all of our community policing programs in town, so I have to raise funds for them. I work on different events throughout the year. There's a lot of organization that goes into those events, like the National Night Out and other kinds of things. I also assist parents with car seat installations and security surveys of homes and businesses, safety talks, other kinds of duties throughout the week, so I definitely stay busy.
I like it. I like it. Well, James, you know, obviously you're really in deep and involved as an officer directly with the Munster Police Department, and have been for many years. But how would you describe the collaboration and the partnering up that goes on between DARE, your SRO roles, and the department, the police department? I mean, how do you keep that moving smoothly?
Well, community policing is definitely one of the most important aspects of our policing strategies in Munster. Our chief, Steve Shekel, is very supportive of what we do, and always make sure that we have all of the resources that we need. So he encourages all of the officers to get involved with community policing as much as possible, as do I. And so every year when we have like the National Night Out Against Crime, which is attended by hundreds and if not thousands of kids throughout the area, we have a lot of our officers who will be there to interact with them in a positive way. We also do a Cops and Kids holiday shopping program every December. So we take local children that are in need shopping for toys and clothing, and our officers will go and meet and shop with them for that. We'll also have community readers. So in some of the schools, we'll have officers that will be invited to come in and read books to kids and encourage them to read, and to also talk about what their role in the community and answer questions from them. Then our officers are always out in our school zone patrols, or they just come in and stop in during lunch, or they'll take walks to the school just to encourage police presence and safety, and just again to let the kids know that we're there to help them.
Well, James, congratulations on your years of service to these programs and to the police department itself. You know, all the things that you have just run through there, including the night out event, it's in a huge list
of things that makes Munster the special place it really is. There's a lot of cooperation and working together, I sense, that goes on to make all this happen.
Yep, definitely.
Well, Elliot, let me turn to you. You're about to graduate, so, hey, do you feel like your high school years have just flown by quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, starting in freshman year, I thought that being in this place would never end and I'd be here forever. But, you know, especially with, like, COVID and everything, everything just seemed to, like, mush together, especially in these last 2 years, and everything has just gone by super, super fast, and I can't wait to move on.
Well, what are your plans following graduation? Do you have something specific mapped out yet?
Yeah, so after I graduate in the fall, I will be attending Purdue and studying management. And then after that, I plan to get internships and then move on with my life from there.
Yeah. Studying management, is that out of their business school?
So actually, I'm doing a different management program. I'm doing one called Selling and Sales. So that is through their Human and Health Sciences building. It's sort of along with the Hospitality and Tourism Management. So it's not actually out of their business school, but yeah, it is sort of the same with their business school.
Yeah, gotcha. Good deal. Well, you are a DARE program role model. Explain how this process evolved for you leading up to being a role model for the DARE program.
Of course. So starting in elementary school, I had Officer Grice as the resource officer teaching my classes. And it was always super inspiring hearing everything. And it was amazing being able to learn about all of that. And then moving into high school now, Officer Grice had come back to me and had asked me if I had wanted to be a role model for this program. And I immediately said yes, because I thought that it was an amazing opportunity. And this program in whole is just amazing for all those kids in the elementary and middle school. So I wanted to bring myself to that and add as much as I can to this program.
Well, what does your family think about you jumping on board with that?
They are absolutely thrilled with it because they have been very involved with my life and they know about these DARE programs because I've had now myself and three other siblings go through all these programs. So they know and they love this program. So when I was offered this opportunity, they were absolutely thrilled and they love that I have the opportunity to do this.
Well, I'm sure you've had time to think about and reflect on this, but can you describe how DARE has influenced you and your fellow students?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, not only does it teach us about drug safety, but it's just kind of being respectful to everybody. It's bullying, it's drug prevention, everything like that. I think it just helps myself and other students work together more collaboratively and be just more respectful in general to everybody, which makes a better community as a whole.
I commend you for stepping up to become a role model for the DARE program. It serves a good purpose. And as I said to Officer Grice, this is very successful. And it's wonderful to see the program over the years that it has not only remained strong, but it has reached the tentacles within the community. It's all great. Well, I have to say how much I've enjoyed this conversation today. Talking with you guys is just laid out one more example of the positive things taking place at Munster Schools. I hope our listeners can now better appreciate the deep commitment to student development that is in place and happening at Munster. I want to thank you both for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this program with your school friends. We thank our show sponsors. Their support is just wonderful and makes the show possible. Continue to support them in every way you can. Community Hospital of Munster and RE/MAX Realty Associates. When you have a chance, let our sponsors know just how much you appreciate their support of this monthly podcast for the school town of Munster. To share a comment with us, or if you have a specific question, direct it right to us, right here in studio number 7. Just email us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we do thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat,
the official school information podcast for the school town of Munster.